When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, April 7th edition. Hope everybody had a great Wednesday. It was a good one. Green screens continue on. Cash games continue to work well. You can find all the content at rotopoller.com or at fantasydegens.com. Got the free Fantasy Degens Slack chats. Come over there. Hit me up on Twitter at BDNTrick. We'll get you locked and loaded. Or go to rotoballer.com, sign up for a premium package. There's free plays. There's premium plays. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I have the premium value plays. Tuesday, Thursday, the free DraftKings plays. So lots of fun stuff there. If you give a rate and review on the on iTunes for the podcast, I'd really appreciate it. Help the podcast out a lot. Or you can go watch me on YouTube, the Rotoballer YouTube channel. Subscribe to the channel, like, share, all that good stuff on the Rotoballer YouTube channel. But Tuesday, it's in the books. It was a wild one. Rockies, D-backs went late. Just offense galore there. The Jays and Rangers did their thing. We hit a lot of good stuff. Giolito still produced well, even though the defense screwed him over. Glasnow, Peralta, lots of fun stuff there. But we head on to Wednesday. 10-game slate. It's an early slate. 1 p.m. Eastern, things kick off. There's 1 p.m. Eastern through 4 p.m. Eastern start times. 10 games. It's a doozy. Let's check out the totals on this 10-game slate. We got Tampa at Boston, total of 9. Royals, Indians waiting on that one because the Royals are going to open it with Junis. Twins, Tigers, total of 8. Blue Jays, Rangers, 8.5. Brewers, Cubs waiting on that one because Wrigley. Dodgers, A's, total of 8.5. Mets, Phillies, 8. Cardinals, Marlins, 7.5. White Sox, Mariners, 8.5. Giants, Padres, round things out with an 8. So we're waiting on totals in two games. There's only one total of 9 or better. Everything else is 8.5 or less. Lots of good pitching on this slate, folks. Lots of it. There's a couple of value arms that just mind-boggling. But let's talk about this pitching. We have two guys over 10K, Shane Bieber 10-6, Trevor Bauer 10-2. Both really elite options, strikeout upside through the roof. But, you know, Bieber started off slow, finished great, like you'd expect from Bieber. He's a fine play. Not going to tell you not to play him. I have no problem saving $400 going to Trevor Bauer. He was throwing a no-no in Coors for crying out loud. He got Coors'd basically in one inning, and it blew up, makes the line look a lot worse. But he was absolutely filthy. Now he goes into Oco Coliseum. It's an Oakland A's team. That's offense is just absolutely horrific right now. It is bad. Kershaw bounced back nicely like we talked about yesterday. But as a whole, they're just getting shut down left and right. If you want to go Bieber, sure, I'll save the $400 to go to Trevor Bauer. If I'm paying up, you might not even need to pay up here. But I like Trevor Bauer quite a bit at 10-2 if you so choose. Both are cash game viable. Obviously, both can be used in tournaments. I'll take Bauer over Bieber, save the $400. Now we drop down to the 9K range. Yeah, Blake Snell, I'll pass. Aaron Nola, though, at 94, I absolutely love. If you don't want to pay all the way up, you get an ace in Aaron Nola. Going up against the New York Mets, he's at home, where we know he actually pitches very, very well in his career at home, not to mention a nice 6 2/3, 2 earned, 6 strikeout performance against Atlanta in his season debut. Good for close to 20 DK points. Great matchup here against the Mets, a Mets team that got going late in their action against the bullpen on Tuesday. No problem going to Aaron Nola at 94. If you want to save some more money, though, this is where it starts to get fun. This isn't the guy I was talking about at the beginning, but this is one of the guys that's priced too cheap, and a lot of it's to do with the aces on the mound. But Kenta Maeda, $8,300 against those red-hot Detroit Tigers. Yeah, no, the Tigers are hot. I get it. They're pitting well. They're also hitting well off of the bullpen more than the starters in most of these starts. Even J.A. Happ threw well on Tuesday. We saw Josh Shoemaker throw well on Monday. Kenta Maeda, a little better than those two. Just going to throw it out there. He only went 4 1/3 in his last start to start season with 5Ks against Milwaukee. I expect him to go a little deeper, folks. Just going to throw that one out there, going out on a limb. Expect him to go, I think he goes at least 6. unless somehow the Tigers get to him. But $8,300 with a strikeout upside against Detroit, like him quite a bit. Good cash game play, a little bit of GPP appeal, but definitely cash game viable with Kenta Maeda. Kevin Gausman, 7,600 at the San Diego Padres. Gausman went 6 2/3, 1 run, 6 Ks against Seattle in his season debut. The fastball, he's throwing a lot, which still worries me. The splitter wasn't, it was good, but he wasn't using it as much, which is a concern. We need him to use that split finger to make things work. But at $7,600 against the Padres, no Tatis. We saw Aaron Sanchez, who I mentioned, if you want a punt, go for it. Threw well. We've seen Di Sclafani throw well. This Padre team is very good. Could they explode at any time? Most definitely. That would not shock a soul. But they haven't. They're really, really slumping. Kevin Gausman, $7,600 if you want to save some cash in a tournament, not a cash game play, but a tournament. Don't hate Kevin Gausman. But here you have it, folks. On FanDuel, he's mispriced as well. If you're playing FanDuel and you want to save some money on pitching, you can play the same pitcher. But on DraftKings, Brandon Woodruff is 7,200. Just for your sneak peek on FanDuel, he's 76. 7,200 on 76 on FanDuel is ridiculous too. 7,200 on DraftKings for Brandon freaking Woodruff. I was speechless when I saw this for the first time. Like, I know he gave up 3 runs in 4 innings and 5 Ks. He was much better than that line. He was getting squeezed hard by the bat umpiring. Like, him and Maeda, they were head-to-head in that game. And both of them left that game early. Both of them looked really good when they were out there. Pitch counts left them early. Brandon would have so much better than this. And this is one of those, at the price point alone, I am willing to be wrong. If he gets shelled, I don't care. I really don't. Like David Peterson's $200 cheaper than Brandon Woodruff. I will take my chances. Hyunjin Ryu's $100 more than Nate Eovaldi, who I love to pieces, is $500 more than Brandon Woodruff, the ace of the Milwaukee Brewers, a potential Cy Young candidate if it wasn't for his teammate Corbin Burns. The Cubs offense is atrocious right now. They're the second or third worst average in all of baseball to start the season, not to mention a ton of swinging strikes. Freddy Peralta looked filthy in 5 innings. I believe he struck out 8. The Cubs had a total of 1 hit on Tuesday. Brandon Woodruff at 72. I will be wrong, and I don't care. Play him. You can play him with Maeda in cash. You can play him with Bauer in cash. You can play him with Nola for all I care. But you can play Brandon Woodruff, and it just opens up the world. If you want to get real freaky-deaky, you can play Brandon Woodruff with my cheapest play of the day, Pablo, our buddy Pablo Lopez, at $6,800 at home, St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis offense, not world beaters. We know Pablo loves the pitch at home, looked outstanding in his first start against the Tampa Bay Rays, went 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 4 Ks. I expect the Ks to continue to rise up. We saw Alcantara strike out 10 on Tuesday night. I can see Pablo getting 6+, going about 5-6 innings at least at 6,800. Love it. So recapping the pitching, if you take nothing else away from the podcast, play Brandon Woodruff, please, please, please do it. All right. So Bieber and Bauer up top, you could do it. I prefer Bauer. Love Aaron Nola at 94 as a pivot off the big dogs. Maeda's in play at 83, more cash than GPP, but you can play him in tournaments if you want. Gossman's a good tournament play at 76. Brandon Woodruff, play him everywhere. Pablo Lopez, if you're punting, you can get bats galore if you need to. You might not need to, but you can if you want to. That's the moral of the story. And as G.I. Joe said, the more you know. So, and knowing is half the battle. Let's talk about the battle. Let's talk about the bats on this slate. Catcher's position. We got some fun ones here. So if you want to pay up, you can. I'm usually not a fan of paying for catchers, but you can today because you know why? Brandon Woodruff is pitching at $7,200, which is ridiculous. Sorry, I'll try not to mention it the rest of the show, but it's just mind-blowing, that price point. Absolutely ridiculous. It's probably too good to be true. It really is, but my God, DraftKings. All right, catcher's position. If Will Smith cracks the lineup for the Dodgers at 47, phenomenal GPP play for Jesus Luzardo if you're paying up a catcher. Don't hate that at all. Yermin Mercedes up to 41-under. The days of the value is gone, folks. Gone. But if you want to save some cash, Buster Posey against the lefty at 37, don't hate that. If Zach Collins cracks the lineup for Chicago, he went deep on Tuesday. Always loved the bat with Collins. It was always a matter of playing time because they had catchers there. He needed a DH. They got E5 last year, so the DH left. Well, Thor's cracked back open with Eloy at it down, injured. Zach Collins at 36 makes for a decent value play at the position. Williams Astudillo at $3,200 against Matty Boyd. Love the Twins today. Love the Twins versus Matt Boyd. Williams Astudillo at 32 could be a sneaky play. Caratini at 31 went deep on Tuesday. Always like him. I pretty much mentioned him every show because he's right around that price point every show. Omar Narvaez went deep as well. He's $2,700. He's $200 cheaper than yesterday. I respect Hendricks. So I understand if you don't want to use Narvaez, but it's interesting. And then other than that, you know, Dom Nunez went deep for us. That was beautiful. Kirk's down here, nice and cheap as well. He let us down on Tuesday. I'll go back to Kirk on Wednesday. If he's in the lineup, Jansen's banged up, took a ball off the knee. So we could see Kirk yet again. Don't be afraid to go back to Kirk in this matchup because we're going to love Toronto. Kirk's 2,800. Toronto's facing Kyle Gibson, folks. Not sure if you remember back to last Thursday, that was opening day. Kyle Gibson faced one Royals team that we stacked the living daylights out of, and they beat the snot out of Kyle Gibson. I'd be willing to wager we are going to stack against Kyle Gibson at least 75 to 80% of the time this year. Because if you do that, you'll probably be right 75 to 80% of that time, which means you're going to make a lot of money this year. So we're going to keep stacking against Kyle Gibson, and the Jays are going to be a part of that. And if you want a cheap piece, Alejandro Kirk, very good hitter. So you can go that route. First base position, Jose Abreu had a big home run on Tuesday night. If you're stacking Chicago against Dunn and company, which is not the worst stack, he's 5,700. Not going to tell you not to do that, but that's for sure. Vladito's up to 5K, getting a little steep, but I don't hate it. I'd almost rather pivot to Rhys Hoskins, about $4,900. Rhys swinging a good bat. Peterson's not a bad pitcher, but the lefty there. Rhys putting up 12 back-to-back double-digit points nights. Rhys has hit safely in every game this season. Yet to leave the yard, though. He's got extra base hits in all but one game, but yet to leave the yard. Those are coming, folks. Rhys Hoskins at 49 against Peterson. If you're stacking Phillies, I love it. If you're one-off and with Rhys, love it as well. So go get your Rhys' pieces on today. If you want to save a little money, you can go cheaper, of course. I think it's interesting. Matt Olson was off on Tuesday. He's a little banged up. If he returns on Wednesday in a tournament against Bauer, because Bauer will give up the long ball. He will do that. I love him to strike out 10-plus guys, but he can give up the long ball from time to time. So Olson's a good GPP play at 46. Cheaper options when you get to 4K and below. Travis Shaw is starting for Milwaukee. So if you're fading Kyle Hendricks, Shaw is 4K. He's first base, third base eligible. He went deep on Tuesday. He's in play. Miguel Sano, if you're stacking up the Twins against Boyd, is 39. That's a nice value as well. We love Cronenworth pretty much every day for cash. He's first base, second base eligible. He's 3,800. Just another ho-hum. 9 points two nights ago. Got another knock or two on Tuesday. Just steady Eddie. Jake Cronenworth, 3,800 on cash. Cheaper plays if you're fading Bieber. Carlos Santana at 37 does have some upside for you. If you're fading Dallas Keuchel, who limits the hard contact but can get hit around, Ty France at only 3,600 is very, very nice. First base, second base eligible. If you stack Nate Lowe with your Texas guys, I know Gallo let us down. Lo siento. But Nate Lowe double-donged it on Tuesday. He's just raking. We talked about it. Just absolutely crushing baseballs. And he starts against lefties, too, so far. If he's in the lineup, he's 3,600. I like Hyungjin Ryu. But more importantly, when Ryu's done after five innings or so, you get that bullpen. And that's when Nate Lowe can feast at 3,600. So don't forget him if you're stacking Texas. Not a one-off, but if you're stacking him, don't mind it at all. Rowdy Tellez only 3,500 against Kyle Gibson. His big game is coming, so I have no problem jumping in that boat. Other than that, like you could go Jesus Aguilar if you're fading Flaherty. I'll probably pass there. I don't think I need to go that route. Andrew Vaughn's 2,900 versus Dunn. He's going to get going eventually. He's going to. He had a decent night on Tuesday, at least fantasy points-wise, not crushing baseball-wise, but fantasy points-wise, he was there. So you could look at him if you want to. Other than that, not too much else standing out before lineups. Second base, though, Whit Merrifield, 57 against Bieber. That's a bit steep, folks. I love Whit Merrifield, but that's a bit steep. I like Semien at 52 versus Gibson, but, man, he's getting priced up too. So that stings a bit, but not a bad play at 52. I get Luis Arias. I'd rather pay $100 more for Semien in that situation, but that teach their own. Or you just save cash. And you drop down to the likes of Gene Segura at 42 versus Peterson. That's a nice upside play. You got Jake Cronenworth at 38 if you need to go there. Ty France at 36, who we talked about as well. Jorge Polanco switch hitting as Matty Boyd at 34. I could get behind that. Polanco, he put up 5 points on Tuesday, 10 points on Monday, so I don't mind. He's not getting a lot of hits, but he's walking, stealing bags, scoring runs. He's 34 hundo. You could work that angle if you so choose. Colton Wong's 32, so interesting cash upside there. One I do like, if you're fading Snell, I think the Giants are viable because they like to hit lefties very well. Donovan Solano's only 3K for Snell, so that brings some nice upside. Nick Solak's only 2,900 versus Ryu, and Solak had a nice day on Tuesday, 18 DK points. So I don't hate that at 2,900 bucks if you're looking to save, and Jazz Chisholm at 28 as well. So definitely some savings can be had at second base if you're looking for them. Third base position, I'm going to save some cash. Like, you could go J-Ram, yeah, Machado, yeah. Justin Turner at 53 versus lefty intrigues me. I could look at that one a little longer. Vladito at 5K, we're on board there. I'm waiting for Moncada to get going. But if you're stacking Toronto, Kevin Biggio at 47. That's one of my top plays at third base if you're paying up. I like that quite a bit. Or save cash. We got Travis Shaw at 4K. Evan Longoria is crushing lefties. He's 3,900. You can go that direction. Other than that, the third base is kind of weak. If you're fading Maeda, Jaime Candelario at 32, he's heating up. I found our third base play. Alec Baum at 3,100 bucks versus Peterson, hitting in great spots in that Phillies lineup at 31 hundo. Alec Baum is very, very tasty at third base. You can definitely go there. I'm just not going to look anymore. Alec Baum at third base at 31 hundo. Ridiculous. Shortstop position. It's top heavy all the freaking time. It's crazy, guys. But if you're going to save, Bogaerts at 54, Bichette double-donged on Tuesdays, 53. Those will be my two guys you're paying up for in this lineup. Didi Gregorius went deep on Tuesday. He loves hitting against lefties. He's 45. If you want to be contrarian in a stack, Didi's a guy to like. IKF, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. He's 4K. Go if you're stacking up Texas versus Ryu, give him a shot as well at 4K. Other than that, though, not a whole lot down here. Like Lurie Garcia's 36. I'd rather just pay up for IKF if I need to, or just save a ton of cash. Like Nico Goodrum let off on Tuesdays, 3,100 if you want to get freaky. But Jazz Chisholm at 28, don't hate that as a punt play if you're looking there. Outfield position, where you will have plays aplenty, as always. You got like Lou Bob starting to slowly heat up, it looks like. Bryce Harper is a contrarian play against Peterson. I'm not sure I'm going there because I want guys like just Dongs Martinez at 54. Love him today. But I might love Nelson Cruz at 51 even more. Nelly didn't play in the opening series in Milwaukee because there was no DH. He basically pinched hit. But in his first two games in Detroit, 3-for-6, double and two homers, 41 DraftKings points. 3-for-5, home run, 20 DraftKings points. And now he gets Matt Boyd, a lefty. Oh, yeah, Nelson Cruz loves to hit lefties. Yeah, ooh, that's in the front of the brain. Oh, and Matt Boyd right next to that part in my brain. Matt Boyd loves to give up home runs. So Nelson Cruz at 5,100 bucks. That's a good one. That's kind of my home run call of the day. Well, Nelly at 51. Love Chris Bryant, though. I mean, not Chris Bryant. He's right next to him there. Love JD Martinez, not Chris Bryant. So JD and Nelly, two guys I love paying up for on the slate if you can. Other guys to target, of course, Rosarena. I'll keep going at him because he's going to get hot and he's going to get up to like the high fives. So take advantage while you can at the price point. I think Eddie Rosario is very live at 46. He'll get overlooked. Jacob Junis is opening. He's got some bullpen action for Kansas City. So Rosario at 40. I want to stack Cleveland. I just think their offense is so bad it's hard to stack. But like one-offs like Rosario, I've done it a few times already. I don't mind at 4,600. Or if you want to do a small stack like Rosario and Ramirez, but it's expensive. So I kind of just stick with Rosario and walk away. But he's 4,600 if you want to go there. Austin Meadows at 44 against Eovaldi. Pretty good price right there. I like that a lot as well. Max Kepler can hit lefties. People won't play lefty-lefty. He's 4,300. So keep him on your radar. I don't mind going back to Joey Gallo. He hits lefties with a lot of power, of course. Contrarian, part of your Texas stack against Ryu at 41. Lourdes Gurriel is only 4K. Obviously, we are stacking against Texas, against Kyle Gibson. So you can go there. Byron Buxton's only 39. Returned to action in the fifth inning. He didn't start yesterday. Returned in the fifth. Went deep to tie it up late in that game. So Buxton at 39, very good price point. DK has not caught up to that yet. He's crushing baseballs right now. So if he's in the lineup, got Buxton and Nelly and Sano and Kepler and Polanco. There's ways to stack. I think Buxton and Cruz are my two top plays in that lineup right now. Manny Margot at 37. I'm still going to keep playing him. He's too darn cheap and too productive hitting that middle of that Tampa Bay lineup. Mitch Haniger at 36 leading off against Keuchel. Don't mind that at all. I'm not stacking against Nola. So like Conforto at 35 is very cheap. If you're playing in a tournament, you want like a one-off or something, I don't mind him at 35. Not running to play there. Everyone's going to play a Kilbadu at 35. He's playing really well. I like Maeda too much. I get it if you're fading Maeda. He's a great price point at 35 hundo. Like on a 10-game slate, though, I don't think that's where I need to plant my flag. Could be wrong, though. It's baseball, and that's a beautiful thing. Maybe he's legit can be, and it's beautiful, but he's barely played above high A. Let's let the scout start to find some things out. Dylan Carlson's 33. If you're fading Lopez, Carlson's a great value at 33. He went deep on Tuesday. Just tremendous upside. A great, great value if you're stacking Philadelphia. McCutcheon's only 3,200. That's crazy. So, like, you could do a Cruz, Buxton, then put McCutcheon in your third outfield, put him with Reese and Baum. There's five guys in your lineup to go with Woodruff and, let's say, Bauer. Like, there's a start to your lineup, folks. You're welcome. It's like I'm going to probably start that right now after the show's over. So that's the beauty of doing these podcasts. We can start to narrow things down a little bit here. Austin Slater's 3,200 bucks if you're fading Snell. Not a bad GPP look there with him. Again, if you're fading Maeda, I'd almost rather take Robbie Grossman at 31 instead of Badu at 35. I see both arguments, but I think the savings on Grossman at 31, good GPP play actually. Because the thing with Maeda, he'll be out after five or six. You get some Twins bullpen, which is it's really shaky. Sometimes they're really good, and most times they're just like, yeah, like you get a couple guys that are good and a couple guys that aren't. So it's very interesting. So a guy like Grossman at 31 could strike some gold in his situation. Other than that, there's going to be some guys that pop up, like, you know, Jorge Soler's 28 versus Bieber. Probably not going to go. I respect Bieber enough to kind of stay away from that. Cleveland's lineup will be interesting because you got, you know, Luplow's been platooning with Bauer and stuff at the top. Like, it's a weird lineup, so check that out. Maybe there's something that stands out for you. But at this point in time, nothing that really stands out as a value. Like Darren Ruff at 24 versus Snell, I can go there because you play him in tournaments to hit bombs. He hit one on Monday. If you need to get really cheap at 24, you can do that. But and Rooker has been starting for Minnesota. He's 23 versus Boyd. Hasn't done a lot, though, so just keep that in mind. But he's silly cheap at 23. Nomar Mazar is 22. These aren't guys I'm running to play. I'm just saying if you need to get really, really cheap, there's a few options in the outfield, but I don't think you need to do that because Brandon Woodruff just opens up the world. Get a cheap catcher or get a cheap second baseman. Have all the fun you want. Play Alec Baum at 31. Just do it all. Let's recap your pitching on this slate. Up top, you got Bieber and Bauer above 10K. I'll take the savings with Bauer at 10-2. Love Aaron Nola at 94. Great pivot off the boys up top at 10K. Really good look there. Maeda at 83, solid cash game play with a little bit of GPP upside. Gossman 76 in GPPs. You can definitely go that route against San Diego. Brandon Woodruff, play him everywhere because DraftKings is drunk. And then Pablo Lopez, really good punt at 6,800 bucks. So some really good ways to build things today, pitching-wise, which leads to some fun offensively. You could go to Cleveland if you want. It's just hard to stack them, like I said. Love the Minnesota stack. I'll go to that well. Toronto's my favorite stack against Texas, against Kyle Gibson there. So Minnesota, Toronto, all about that life. Dodgers, interesting GPP, especially see what the lineup is though. They've been resting a lot of guys. Could get a good lineup there versus Lazardo, though. Like Philadelphia a lot, and they're affordable versus Peterson. And then Chicago White Sox versus Dunn. You can definitely get some late slate action there. So some good stacks. Toronto, Minnesota, two of my favorites. But lots and lots of ways to go. Just play Woodruff. That's my main thing. If you haven't figured that out yet, play Woodruff. That's my top piece of advice. If you could give this podcast a rate and review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. Would help me out a ton. MLB DFS Quick Hits on your iTunes. You can download it in many other places, but iTunes is the only one where the rates and reviews really help the podcast out. It's free. Takes you a couple seconds. Would love it. You can find me on Twitter at BDentric. If you need any help, the Fantasy DGen Slack chat is free. It's popping. Lots of good guys in there. Lots of guys winning. All different price points. We're not all freaking guys throwing thousands of dollars down. We're just guys having fun, playing DFS, trying to help each other out. So if you're looking for a fun, friendly environment, that's the place. And it's free. So come check that out. If you want to check out the video on YouTube, the Rotoball, our YouTube channel, subscribe, like, share, all the goodies there. I'll be covering the values article, the premium article on Wednesday at RotoBaller. So go check that out. If you want to sign up, promo code Bubba, get you a discount. So if you're interested there, check it out. Otherwise, I'll be back with you guys on Thursday. Good luck. Don't forget, slate starts at 1 p.m. Eastern time. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, April 7th edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.